And there's actually a lot of things you have to do to get it ready.
So many things.
Kia ora and welcome to Creative Talk. This is the place where we talk some stuff, quite a lot actually, usually about business and marketing and healing and meditations and a whole bunch of stuff, right?
We do.
My name's Kabraska King. I'm Managing Director of King Creative Media, and this is...
Amber King.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kabraska.
So today we're actually going to do something real good. Hey, Epic, what's good, my man? Nice to see you, my bro.
Hi.
Today we're going to do something a little bit different. Normally what we do is we just banter about a particular topic, and Amber will mostly make fun of me. But today we're going to do something
different.
What
we like. That's the best part of the show. What are we doing that's different?
Audio's a little bit low. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, thank you for telling us. You've had some issues with your audio lately.
Oh, dude, I tell you what, I want to throw this mixer out. If you've got a mixer that you want to give to me, let me know. Hold on. Let me try this. How's that? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that better? Matt, let me know if that's better, bro.
Is that better for both of us?
I'm not sure. Asif, what's good? What's up to everyone on TikTok? What's up to everyone on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch? We're going out all live today on multiple channels, as we always try and do. I'm hoping it's not doing an echo, because that'll be awesome. Oh, look at that. There's so many different things going
on. Oh, man. Matt's gone. Yep, oh, there he is. Yay!
There's no echo, Matt. I hope there's no echo, bro. Let me know if there is, but thank you so much for letting us know, dude.
Yes.
Yeah. So how you been, Emma? What you been up to?
Oh, you know, but of this, but of that. Yeah, nice.
Bit of this and bit of that. So today we're actually going to do something different. Normally, as I was saying, we banter on a subject to do with marketing or business or both. And Amber mostly just makes fun of me. Nah, you guys are good. Hey, Ali. Yay. Hey, thank you so much. No echo. All right, cool. Thank you so much. And thanks so much for tuning in on Twitch and also for tuning in on TikTok. Nice to see you guys here as well. So today, actually, we're going to be talking about something new.
What is it?
what is it? It's actually something that Amber's been working on for a little while, and I thought we'd interview her because it's her new business.
Yay!
And so she's been working on this business for quite a while, actually. I'd say over, like, how long?
Launched last year. I launched at the end of last year.
You launched it at the end of last year?
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with what her business is, I'm going to bring it up over here so that you guys can actually see it. This is what she has been doing.
This is what I've been working on, as well as our King Creative business. So this is my side hustle.
This is your side hustle, which is fastly growing into something massive.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So tell everyone what it is. Like, what is this business? What have you actually done?
So it's called Glow by Amber. As you can see, I sell crystal kits. I've got some here to show you.
Hold on. Keep going.
Okay. So I sell crystal kits that help people to bring out their inner glow. So whatever that means to you. So that could be with healing. That could be protection. That could be to help you find love. That could be to reduce your stress levels. Yeah, I've got all sorts of kits to help with different things that people are going through.
Now you might be asking, why am I interviewing Amber, who's my wife, and we work together in another business? Why am I doing this for you guys today? Well, mainly because starting any type of business is never easy, right? Whether you're a creator, that's a business. Whether you are an influencer, whether you're selling a product on Shopify, all these different things now exist within our realm of the internet. And all of them can be considered businesses. Mm-hmm. So even though we have a marketing company, Amber, quite crazily, has decided to create another business.
I did.
Because you're not busy enough, eh, mate?
No, you know, I wasn't busy enough. But it's kind of like the other side of me. I do post Australia-wide and internationally. So it's like the other side of me that I've always been interested in. And now it's kind of come to fruition where I can share it with others and help others.
And I'm a big fan. Like, I'm always all about supporting you on your journey and everything you want to do. So I'm pretty proud of her, because like, this has actually been like a lot of work that she's had to do, as well as, because I was like, if you're going to start a new business, you can't let the other one fall over. And she hasn't. She's too bloody good. So, you know, I'm pretty proud of her being able to put this business together. And I think she's learned a lot from actually doing this. Yes. That the reason why we're interviewing her today is for her to share like the journey of what it's like to start a new Shopify business, to sell a product, her process of actually putting these kits together. And I tell you, it's taking you a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, it's not easy.
No, it's not. And I mean, I keep adding to it. Obviously, it's not just crystals. As you can see there, I do mediumship readings. I do tarot readings as well. And those are on over Zoom. But yeah, I keep adding to the different types of kits the more I talk to people. Yeah. And the more I see what is needed.
So let's because I've got some questions.
Okay.
Right. These questions Amber hasn't seen because I didn't let her.
No, they're secret questions.
She doesn't usually like to be interviewed, actually.
I don't mind.
One of those.
I'm more the one that's asking all the questions. So let's see how this goes.
So the first question is, obviously, it's a crystal business. Mm-hmm. So when was the first time you had your first crystal, and why, out of everything you could have created as a business, why was it a crystal business that you decided to do?
Well, I can't remember the first time I had exposure to crystals, because my mum was into crystals when I was young, and my name, Amber, is a crystal. Technically not a crystal. It kind of is. It is technically... resin, like tree resin, that is solidified and can be sold with crystals, and it's got healing properties. So I don't know, I think from birth I was probably set up to be into this kind of thing. So yeah, my mum, she had a lot of crystals growing up. My parents were a little bit hippie, so that kind of, and I always had them around the home and knew that they were not just nice to look at, but also had some healing properties.
Can you remember the very first crystal that you touched? And
I probably, and it was probably amethyst.
Amethyst, because you have a lot of amethyst.
I do. The room is full of amethyst.
Born for it, says Epic. 100%, brother. 100%. Oh, Jazz, thanks so much for the hearts on TikTok. Thank you for following, and great to have you here. Okay, so you had these crystals, your parents were hippie.
Yeah.
And they were, actually. Her mum's got a lot of crystals in her house.
She's got a lot of crystals.
She still has a lot of crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's also a teacher, which is quite interesting, because usually you wouldn't think school teachers would have a house full of crystals.
This one did.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. It is. Jay said on TikTok, what does amethyst signify?
Well.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'd say amethyst is like the all-round healer. So if you're going to start with any crystal, I'd suggest starting with amethyst, because it's connected to your third eye chakra, which is here. It can help with a whole lot of things in terms of healing, but emotional issues, physical issues, spiritual connection. Amethyst is the all-rounder.
It's kind of the most powerful crystal too. As far as healing, it's pretty strong.
It's a good starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a kick in the ass.
Yeah, and it's purple. So yeah. I love purple. This is not amethyst, but this is, I like purple. So a lot of my things that I have are purple.
Yes, she loves purple. She's not wearing purple today, but she does have a lot of purple. Jazz, the website is glowbyamber.com. I can show you in the screen here if you like. This is what the website looks like. If you just go to glowbyamber.com, you'll see that there. But great questions. Thanks for sending those through. So the next question I have is, why did you start, like, you're already super, super crazy busy. Why did you start another business on top of your already business?
Busy business.
Yeah.
Busy business. I think I just wanted to, because I was always working in the background with crystals myself. And I thought, well, I want other people to be able to experience them and get some joy and help, you know, from them. So I thought, why don't I set up something so other people can experience them too? And I was already gifting them to my friends.
You were.
In other ways.
You were.
But I just didn't have them packaged up like Glow by Amber. I would give them to them and wooden boxes or other things, and then I was like, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna buy these things and just start doing it. And so yeah, kind of went from there. And as you know, look, before me, were you into crystals as much?
No, I did not, I would have called them rocks.
Yeah, and now or around stones. You've got heaps. Actually, you've got amethyst there. You might want to show Jazz.
There you go, Jazz. Amethyst. That's a raw amethyst. It hasn't, it's literally come out of the ground.
So it hasn't been polished.
Hasn't been polished.
It's like almost like almost like a geode.
Yeah, it's like a geode would have been like, that's what a geode looks like on the outside. And then you crack it open and inside is what that looks like.
Yeah.
And that one sits inside a pyramid on my desk because it has to do a lot of work. Yeah, so that's a good one.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to start helping more people and instead of selling other people's products all the time, which I do like, what we do with our marketing, I wanted to sell some of my own products, which I have a hand in choosing. Like I create this for people. Yeah,
because we do have marketing products and we do have our clients who sell like physical products like speakers or laptops or headphones or whatever, but then why was it crystals? And more importantly, obviously you could have sold individual crystals, mm-hmm. you know, like as an importer exporter. Why did you decide to pack them up as a kit?
Well, I wanted to add more value, but I also wanted to have a bit of a point of difference to other people. So after I did my extensive market research, I found that other people's kits that they were selling would only just sell the round polished stones, or only sell like the amethyst that you just showed there. But mine, I wanted to have something a bit different. So I also sell the bracelets in each kit so that people can wear them. And then like every day or whenever they feel like it. And then they can also either put the others by their bedside or at their table or in their pocket, or, you know, I wanted to be a bit versatile with mine.
Hmm. Yeah. What else is in the kit? Do you want to show people what an actual kit is?
Yeah, let's have a look. So it comes in a tin. So it's nice and secure. Comes in a tin.
And they're all different colors, these tins, right? Yes. Like on the website.
Yeah.
So how did you get these tins made?
Source them? I sourced them from overseas, and then I chose the range of colors that I liked. So then in each tin comes with, first of all, incense, and I'll explain why in a minute.
The little incense cone.
Incense cone, and it's an amber incense cone.
And these burn for a little while, right? Like half an hour, maybe an hour or longer.
Yeah.
It looks little, but actually it burns for ages. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's this for?
So that's to cleanse and clear your crystals, which I'll go into in a minute. So cleanse that comes in each pack. And then we have the bracelet. Oh, and then people can see it. There. Oh, cool. All right.
But not on Twitch, unfortunately.
Oh. Then we have a bracelet.
Well, that's nice. Now, what is this crystal that you've got? What is this crystal kit? And
kit is the self-expression crystal kit. And that bracelet is aquamarine.
Self-expression kit. So that'll be this one here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So that's the bracelet.
Yep.
Within that particular crystal kit. Yeah. So what is the self-expression kit? What does it actually do?
Well, a lot of people don't know how to express themselves, and a lot of people have issues telling other people how they feel or telling other people how their actions had affected them, or you know. So some people might have a closed throat chakra or may find it difficult to get the words out. And so when you're not expressing yourself and when you can't get the words out, it can cause issues within your body emotionally and physically. Because imagine there's some issues that happened with your parents when you were young and you were never able to express how you felt about that. Imagine how much that would eat you up inside.
A lot.
Yeah, so this kit the crystals in this kit help you to release that and help you to be able to express yourself, whether that's you then going and having a chat with them and telling them how you feel, or even you just getting it out when you're, you know, going out to the beach or go to just by yourself in the mirror or something like that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that happen within people's lives where you kind of get told to be quiet, or that your opinion doesn't matter, or that you don't have enough experience, so you shouldn't do these things. And when people get told these things over multiple times, it makes it harder for you to actually express your opinion, express your creativity, like express your courage and, yeah, and your willingness and your passion, and you end up being like this closed up little ball of shell of energy, and and this helps you come out.
Yeah, like imagine if you are stuck in this repetitive cycle of going, getting into relationships with people that where you are dickheads and they don't let you speak, or you have to close down your opinion all the time.
This, yeah, it's not nice.
Yeah, so with this type of kit, crystal kit, we want to release that so that hopefully you get out of that cycle and you can express yourself with somebody that you love.
Okay, so the kit comes in a metal tin. It's a beautiful color. Comes with incense, and it also has a bracelet. And then you've got four crystals here. What are these four crystals?
So the first crystal look at is ametrine.
Ametrine.
So that's a combination of amethyst and citrine, which are two crystals. So it's got you'll see it's purple and yellow. And that is good for enhancing memory and activating deeper intuition. Next up, this is my a bit shiny, I can't see it. And next up we've got Amazonite aligns you to your life purpose.
That's a really nice crystal.
It is nice.
That's a beautiful color. Colors, I should say.
That's sunset sodalite.
Sunset sodalite.
That's a combination of two crystals as well.
What does sunset sodalite do? Because sodalite is a...
Sodalite is about confidence and communication. Sunset sodalite is for self-acceptance and confidence.
Wow.
And then we've got rhodonite.
Oh yeah, I like rhodonite.
Rhodonite's nice. That encourages you to access your personal power so that you are able to express yourself in the way that you need to. And then I always have a freebie crystal.
And you have a freebie?
Yeah.
So you get five?
Yeah, you do. That's labeled in below. So that's orange calcite.
Orange calcite.
And that's for energizing, cleansing, creativity, and connection.
And so how long did it take you to put these kits together?
In the beginning, it took ages. A few months.
Yeah.
Because it was more like getting the kits together plus getting the all the things that go with the kit, and then getting the website done, you know, getting all of that set up.
Which, did you do all of that yourself?
No.
So you had help with which parts? The website or the business? And did you have a business plan when you went into this? Because this is an interesting question. Like, we get asked this question all the time, is when people go and start their own business or a business, they always think they need to have a business plan. Did you have one?
No.
And why is that?
But because we already have a business, so...
And we don't have a business plan.
Oh, look, I kind of knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you 100%
so my, know. And then I just got all the pieces together to create that. So, I mean, my business plan is to sell crystals and to use different avenues with which to do that. Yeah. And I had help on my website. I had some help from you with some stuff, but then I wanted it to be my project and not to annoy you, because, yeah, that's enough. We work together on our other business already. Mm. So I enlisted the help of our...
Stacey.
Our awesome Stacey.
She's incredible. Yeah. And it's more because we already work so much, like, so
together.
Much. So so much together.
How much?
A lot. We work a lot together in the other business. And I didn't want to have the same relationship in business in another business because one's enough.
Yeah, and this is my...
One is more than enough.
Yeah. And this is my thing.
And I wanted it to be yours. Yeah, exactly. And let you go do it and learn it and have all the learnings and the experience that you need to do. So I think it's cool.
Oh, thanks.
I think it's awesome. Okay, so you've got the... And then what's this? You're not even showing
so, half oh, of your okay. stuff. So in each kit, with each kit, then I... What I do is I... Once I know who's receiving the kit, so whoever purchases will leave their name, and then I will program each crystal individually for that person. For their highest good, so that they get the most out of it. And then I package that up. I write a personalized note on my little postcard, and then on the postcard is an explanation of what the crystals are. What the crystals are and what they are good for.
But it's got all the details. It's got a QR code. Where does that go?
The QR code goes to how to cleanse and clear the crystals. So this is the reason I have the incense cone, because you can't... Crystals are like people. They're energy. When they... So they work... You may not... believe this, but they actually do work for you if you program them to. So that's why I program them to help the person. But after a while, they might get a little bit sluggish because they're doing a lot of work, taking in a lot of energy. So they need a cleanse, just like we need to have a shower. So you,
it's true.
You won't need to cleanse these ones every day if you're working with as a healer. With big crystals, you might need to cleanse your crystals every day, which is another thing. But for these ones in my kits, you probably wouldn't. Maybe after a couple of weeks, if you were to use them every day, then I would suggest cleansing with the incense. And that QR code has an explainer video telling you how to cleanse your crystals.
So the QR code goes back to the website. It has some content on how to actually clear all the crystals that you get within the kit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then you have an explanation on the card to tell you what each crystal is. If you don't know what they are, then there's an explanation there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So as a product, I really like it. I think it's I think you've done a great job as a marketer, just saying.
Oh.
Not bad.
Maybe I should do marketing.
Maybe you should. Did you have to apply to the bank or get a loan to take out and start this business? How did that start?
No. I just used your money. No.
No, she did.
Money.
It is ours. Everything is ours.
No, actually, there weren't that many startup costs for this.
It was
relatively low because I wanted to test the market first. So I didn't buy too many things in bulk. And I tried to be eco-friendly where I could and...
look at this, you've got like eco-friendly wrapping in the inside.
Yeah.
Makes it look like a little like bird nest.
Like a little nest.
But it's actually recycled paper.
Yeah.
It also protects all the crystals, and the tin protects all the crystals so that they get out to you safely.
Yeah.
I think that's very clever what you've done.
Because companies just send their crystals like in a bag, but I didn't want mine to break. That's why they come in this tin that you can use over and over again. Yeah. So... No, it wasn't that much startup cost.
Well, that's pretty good. So you didn't need a business plan. You didn't take out any type of loan or anything.
No,
you just
no
stole
loan.
The money off me.
I didn't steal the money off you. We had the money. We had the money to do it. So
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So now that you have this crystal business, how have things gone?
They're going pretty well. Things are picking up. I've been doing a bit of testing on different platforms. Where I should do my advertising and things like that, and I'm just learning, gaining information and data, and the word's getting out there now.
Why did you choose to build your store on Shopify? Because there was like this part where you went through, and there was all these platforms that we were gonna build a WordPress store. Yeah. We were gonna do like this other e-com platform. Why did you end up with Shopify? And has it been a good decision with you to do so?
Yes, Shopify has been a very good decision. 100%. Because the first, I don't know, how many iterations of the website did we do before that? One or two?
I did about 20.
No, you
didn't. No, it was at least two or three. Yeah, two or three.
And then iterations. We worked out that it was just going to get too difficult. And because I needed something where I don't want to bother you and I can just update it myself. And then Stacey came to the rescue when I said, how do I do the Shopify? And she was like, I'll do it, that part of it for you. So we just chose a theme, or I chose a theme. And then I kind of just plugged it, you know, put all my copy and my imagery in.
So this is a Shopify store that is basically a theme that Amber chose. And then once you have the theme, then it comes down to like loading it up with content, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you always have to be active.
How important is content when it comes to having a business on Shopify or an online business or a store?
It's very important. You need to have regular content so A, Google can find you. B, people who are returning to your site can see that there's new things on there, or, you know, there's something happening. And then you've also got to have a social media plan. So my social media then plugs back into my website. So I either drive people to my blog or to the products or, to check out something new that's happening.
Matt's got a question for you. He said, what type of marketing are you currently doing to promote your own business? Well, this is one example. We're using the podcast to help her promote and also talk about business. But you do a lot of ads, don't you?
Yeah, so I've been doing
ads
a bit of testing.
Very good, actually.
Yeah, what I've worked out, so I was doing a bit of testing on TikTok ads and also Facebook and Instagram ads. And what I found was TikTok was good for getting views and sending people to the site, but actually the ads on Facebook and Instagram are getting paid, like people who are buying through those ads.
So Instagram and Facebook, when we're spending money on ads on those two platforms, they're performing better than TikTok.
Yes, because
as
I feel
far as
that,
sales.
Yes.
Yep.
Because I feel with my service that I offer on TikTok, people get that for free. Whereas on Facebook and Instagram, they're willing to pay for it. What the different things that I offer.
And you've got all different types of content here on your Facebook page. Do you have both imagery and video?
Yeah.
So you have Instagram, you have imagery and video. And then you have TikTok, which is all video.
All video, yeah.
And then do you have YouTube as well?
I have YouTube, Pinterest, Facebook.
YouTube, Pinterest, Facebook
Instagram,
TikTok. Oh my God.
It's a lot.
That's so much content.
Yeah.
That is crazy content.
Yeah, and I try to do things for specific
audiences
and platforms, but obviously it takes a lot of time. So,
and then are you doing like a repurpose strategy where you take something from, say, TikTok, and then you put it and repurpose it on Instagram and other platforms, or not?
Sometimes, not all the time.
So you make custom platform content still today as well as repurpose?
Yeah.
Holy hell, that's a lot of work. Like for people who make content, like influencers, everyone, we know how much work it takes in order to create that much content, and that's a lot.
Doing that plus already running King Creative, you know, running out of the business. So that's why I can't put all my time into this, because there's other work that I have to do. But yeah, if I was doing it properly, my social plan properly, each individual platform would have its own content every single day, several times a day.
Each individual platform, you'd have a different strategy for each one.
Yeah.
And you'd spend mostly advertising money on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes. That seems to be working for me.
How is that? Because you use TikTok Live as well.
I did for a while.
And what were you doing on there as far as promoting the business?
I was doing tarot and mediumship readings.
Paid? Were they paid tarot?
No.
Or were they live?
They were free.
They were free ones. How did it go?
It was good. It was very busy and you know, I'd do it for like 3 hours sometimes, 2 to 3 hours. So it kind of drained you. then our teacher said, Amber, you should not be doing free readings anymore. You need to charge for those.
He did.
So I listened and then I came off the lives. But the good thing about the lives is I actually got some paid customers out of that. So I just haven't gone back on. I'm going...